this is Randall Wayne Snodgrass II, or Randy Snodgrass II, or just Randy. I don't really care. And I am here to start a new podcast called 10 Years Gone, or so. About movies I've seen about 10 years or so. Some of them might be more, some of them might be a year or two less, but I'm going to try to stick to the 10-year mantra and review movies that I've last seen about 10 years ago or so, and give you my thoughts and feelings about said movies, which will be any movie that I've seen from the past 10 years, which I think I've already said that. It's going to be horror, sci-fi, comedy, action, whatever, I don't care. This is not just a straight horror cast, this is just a movie cast, and I'm going to do movies I haven't seen in 10 years, and I'm going to first do what I like to call a pre-cast, which is just me rambling about the movie before I see it again, how I think I felt whenever I first seen it, how I feel now thinking about seeing it again, give you a short, quick plot synopsis, and a couple of factoids here and there, and then I'll get into how I felt about the movie and whatnot, and then I'll send you on your way as I go see or go watch the movie I'm going to cover. The first set of movies I'll be covering are near and dear to my heart. They are a set of five movies that are that were done back in the 70s, done by a man who is, in my opinion, the greatest martial artist ever to lace up a pair of martial arts boots. Do you lace up a pair of martial arts boots? I don't even really know if he used martial arts boots. I think he did all his stuff barefooted. Of course I'm talking about the man, the myth, the legend. Bruce Lee. But we're talking about his major five movies. Big Boss, Chinese Connection, aka Fist of Fury, Way of the Dragon, Game of Death, and Enter the Dragon. We're talking about all five of those. Let me do a quick count here on IMDb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, we're talking about all five of them. The first one we'll be talking about is Big Boss, released in 1971. Then we'll move on to Chinese Connection, aka Fist of Fury, which was released in 1972. Then we'll move on to Way of the Dragon, which was released also in 1972. And we will move on to Game of Death, even though that was released in 1978 because it was unfinished before he died, and they had to do some really crappy editing and really crappy CGI and special effects, even if there was CGI back in the 70s. I'm not quite sure there was. Maybe by 78 there was something. Whatever it was, wasn't great. And then we'll be covering his last movie he did, in my opinion, because it's his last movie he finished, in 1973, called Enter the Dragon. The very first movie I seen of his. I was able to catch that movie on television. I think it was NBC? I'm not for sure, ABC, but yeah, it's the first time I seen it, and I had to go rent the DVD, or not the DVD, at the time it was VHS, and watch it again, and again, and again, and again, because it was a badass movie. And then I found out he did four more. So like the obsessive person I can be at times, I had to find all five of them, and watch them. And then I found out there was a bunch of imitators, like Bruce Lai, L-I, in Chinese Connection 2 and Chinese Connection 3. That was kind of confusing. And then there was his motherfucker, I think it was Way of the Tiger. His name was Bruce Lee, L-E. And that was really confusing too, to try to find actual Bruce Lee movies, L-I, not L-I, L-E-E. You know, Bruce Lee, the man, the myth, the legend. Actually fine, see I'm getting confused now just talking about these three sons of bitches, and there was more than three at the time. But still, these were the three most confusing, because Bruce Lee was heralded, L-I, was heralded, whatever the fuck that word is, was noted as Bruce Lee's successor, so to speak, and some people even said he looked like him. When I was 10, I thought he kind of looked like him too. Kind of sounds bad, kind of the all Chinese people look the same, but they don't, because Bruce Lee was a lot skinnier, a lot more muscular, and like a foot shorter, and his chin wasn't as big. Fucking Bruce Lee had a fucking meaty Jay Leno chin. And then Bruce Lee, L-E, don't remember what he looked like, but I even think he had a mustache. So, and Bruce Lee never had a mustache. So, well, I don't want to say never had a mustache, but in all the movies and interviews I've seen Bruce Lee do, he had no scrap of facial hair whatsoever. Plus the many, you know, Bruce's, Lee's, the Way of the Dragon, Bruce Lee story, blah, 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 and all that stuff. I had to wade through a lot of crap. But I did see Chinese Connection 2, and I can't really remember it, so I'm probably gonna watch that after I get done with these, just to see how good it was and if it's worth covering. And if it is, we'll cover it. Now, with that out of the way and whatnot, here's a small little rant for all you people out there that say Bruce Lee is a quote unquote actor. Because if you want to see how legit he really is, just go onto YouTube and type in Bruce Lee martial arts competition, and you'll see his ass doing one-finger push-ups. Not just one-armed, one-fingered. And then he's squaring off against a black belt. Looks like he's got a, I think he has a gung-fu gi on. That's hard to say together. Gung-fu gi? Bleh. A gung-fu gi on, and he's obviously a black belt. And Bruce Lee's gonna feign a punch at him so the guy can, quote-unquote, knock it out of the way before Bruce Lee, quote-unquote, would punch him. Well, by the time the guy moves, Bruce Lee's already back to his, is already halfway back to his ready stance before the guy can even think about knocking his hands out of the way. So, if Bruce Lee really wanted to punch this guy, he could have punched him twice before the guy could have moved. Just saying. Not to mention his 1 and 6 inch punches. Those speak for themselves. Also, if you can find it, or if you happen to run into Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, just ask him how legit Bruce Lee was, because he fucking trained with the man. That's right, big Kareem Abdul-Jabbar trained with little old Bruce Lee. It's funny to see. But even a Kareem could say, he could whip my ass, and yeah, that's saying something. So, Bruce Lee was legit, no matter what anybody says. Chuck Norris. I don't care what anybody says. Chuck Norris. And Chuck Norris fans. Remember this, Chuck Norris fans. You know why there's no fucking jokes about Bruce Lee like there are about Chuck Norris? Because Bruce Lee's no fucking joke. With that said, on to the trailer for Big Boss. Also in Chinese, so I'm gonna have to read you the synopsis from IMDb. And the reason that was just a clip and not a trailer is I couldn't find a really good trailer, so found a 5-minute fan-made clip trailer thing and cut the first 2 minutes out of it and put it on here for you. And like I said, it was all in Chinese or Cantonese or whatever. It was widely released in China, so I'm pretty sure it's Chinese because that's their native language. And give me 1 second, and I'll get the synopsis for you. All right. From RottenTomatoes.com, Kung Fu Meister. Wow, they used the German word for master in here, trying to sound all fucking posh and whatnot. Kung Fu Master Bruce Lee makes his feature film debut in this Hong Kong made martial arts actioneer. They could have just said action movie, again, using words they don't need to use, that chronicles the attempts of a young student to honor his vow he made to his master. that he will not use his deadly hands to harm others. He'll use them in self-defense, but he will not use them to offend people. Which is, you know, kind of the through line of a bunch of his movies. Except for, like, what, Enter the Dragon. In Enter the Dragon, he just beats people up because, you know, he's for the government. Should say it works for the government. Harm others. The fighter does his best to go to work and seem peaceful in the ice factory his family works at. But unfortunately, he must break his promise after his master is murdered and he discovers that his employer is using the ice factory as a drug smuggling operation. This story was originally titled Big Boss, which is the title that's on here called The Big Boss. So I guess they added the for distribute it. I don't know what the meant, unless if there was already another movie in the United States called Big Boss. I don't know. And once Bruce Lee breaks his vow of silence, well not silence, but his vow of nonviolence, he kicks the crap out of everybody. It's a nice little fight scene where he finally snaps, where boss's henchmen are beating up everybody because they found drugs in the ice. And so the henchmen are beating up the whole entire factory with sticks and knives, and they know martial arts, and all the other factory men don't know martial arts, well, except for Bruce Lee's character, which is Bruce Lee's character name is Chen Chowen. Chen Chowen. Chen Chowen. This movie is 99 minutes long, was released in theaters wide April 1st, 1972, was directed and written by Lo Wein, Lowei, action adventure drama. It's a drama last, but it can get pretty dramatic here, especially whenever he comes home, spoiler alert, it's a movie from 1972, and most of these movies I'm going to do on this podcast, just keep this in mind, I will say it before I spoil anything on every one of them, if I remember, but just keep this in mind, I will be spoiling the crap out of all these movies that I do on here, because they're going to be at least 9 to 10 years old, at the very, very least, at least 8 years old, so you have time to see them, or have had time to see them, and in the case of these Bruce Lee movies, you've had since the 70s to see them, but back to my spoiler. He comes home from, I think it was a day of work, I think it was the night that he, after the day he fought and became foreman, I don't know, I'd have to rewatch the movie, but his whole entire family that he came to live with and work with has been murdered. Even his little sister, which is never really explicitly said that they're sisters. It's almost like she's just some woman that's taking care of Grandpa. I don't know. But even the sister character, or even love interest character, I'm not for sure, is beat up and almost killed. So he snaps and goes on a fighting spree and beats everybody up like you do. So that's what the movie's about. I'm going to get into some possible facts and factoids here from Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb, trying to pad this out to at least 20 minutes to make it worth your damn time. Oh, and I almost forgot the Rotten Tomatoes rating. It's averaged 64% by users and 73% by audience score. So, well, my bad. It's the first time I've really used Rotten Tomatoes, so I'm wanting to do that again. The Tomatoer, 64%. Audience score, 73%. This is also his lowest rated Rotten Tomatoes score at a 64%, like I said earlier, and his highest rated movie is his very last movie at a 95%. So that is certified fresh, the Enter the Dragon is, which is, you know, and this is weird. It says his birthplace is San Francisco, California, which is true. He was technically born in, Bruce Lee, that is, was technically born in San Francisco, took over back to Hong Kong after being born, and had to return back to the United States before he was 18, or he wouldn't have been a legal citizen, and he would have to take the citizenship test. So he snuck his way back over here so he wouldn't have to do that. Just a little, some more tidbits about Bruce Lee. The great mystery of language is solved, because this is just full disclosure, peek behind the curtain. I did one already before. It was about 20 minutes, and I said some arrogant things and did some stuff and found some new information. So I decided to redo this all over. And according to IMDb, the language of this movie is Mandarin and Cantonese. So I'm pretty sure that the trailer was in Mandarin because it's first. So I would assume that's the major language. And it is filming locations was in Pak Chong, Thailand. Pak Kong, Thailand. Why'd I say Chiland? Oh, I almost say Thailand. That's wrong, Randy. That's wrong. But it was filmed in Chiland. God damn it. It was filmed in Thailand. Its budget was $100,000 estimated. It's made more than that, so it's made its money back and then some. And according to, as I said earlier, its runtime is 99 minutes. According to IMDb, it says 100 to 115 minutes uncut, and an 87-minute cut is out there somewhere, which is the original rejected English dub. The sound is mixed mono, and it is in color. So, time for some trivia, 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 trivia. Neat little factoid from IMDb that I just seen. If you pay attention to the movie, throughout the movie, you can tell whenever Chen, Bruce Lee's character, is going to kill in a fight or not. He's got to pay attention to what he's wearing. If he's wearing either brown or blue pants with a t-shirt and a blue sash, it's a fun fight just for kicks. I'm just showing you that I'm a badass and I'm not gonna kill you. But when it's a serious fight and he needs to kill somebody to fucking survive, he wears a long sleeve shirt with black pants and a white sash. This may be because, according to IMDb, this may be because in the Chinese culture, white is a symbol of death, so the white sash is him symbolizing, hey, I'm death, and I'm gonna kick your ass and kill you. So that's pretty neat. I never did know that before. I'll have to pay attention now whenever I watch it again. Another neat little factoid I just learned from IMDb that I just read. In 1971, this movie, Big Boss, was the highest grossing film of all time in Hong Kong at that time in 1971, beating out an American production, The Sound of Music, 1965, and Tora, 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 1970. Wowzers, Bruce Lee was a motherfucking star. There's a reason why they called the Green Hornet the Kato Show over there in China. Or is it pronounced Kato? Whatever it is, that's the name of the show over there. It's not called the Green Hornet Show, it's called the Kato Show. Another quick little factoid, which, while not mentioned in the film, but in a few books released in the 70s around the time of the film's release, mentioned that Chin Chao Han, Bruce Lee's character, was forced to make the promise of no fighting to his mother after his father was killed in a fight in order to continue the family name. Bruce Lee's character, Chin's mother, wanted to make sure that he would not fall to the same fate and that he would live to raise his own family. Film historian Bay Logan even mentions this in an audio commentary on one of the DVDs. Well, sorry, Mama, he doesn't make it to raise any youngins. Well, in real life he does, but not in the movie. Well, I don't know. In the movie, you don't know. It's not like the end of Chinese Connection where you think he gets shot. He just gets carried away at the end of this one. So maybe he lives to have children after he gets out of a Chinese prison. Which, do you ever get out of Chinese prison? I've never been to a Chinese prison. I hope it's not as bad as a North Korean prison. Ooh, that's one per episode. Another little neat factoid that I just read off of IMDb. Bruce Lee, the actor, not me saying Bruce Lee's character, but Bruce Lee the man, was originally against two of directors Wee Lo's ideas used in the film. First idea he was against was when one of the foremen was to be punched through a wooden wall. You know, the scene where, if you've seen the movie, I know I've seen the movie 1,000 times, so, you know, bleh. But the scene where I'm fucking, like, you can see me, I'm making motions with my hands. But the scene where Bruce Lee punches him through a wall and he makes that silly cartoon outline in the wooden wall, Bruce Lee didn't like that. Bruce Lee was like, that's silly. And they fought back and forth, and Bruce Lee tried his best, but according to what I'm reading, we got the upper hand, and that shot was filmed and put in the movie. The second one is, and the most famous scene of the film, is the cinematic jump kick joust, as it's called on here, between Lee and the villain, the boss, Wee Han Chu. I think that's how it's pronounced. Wei hyphen Hua space Chiu. The boss, i.e. villain, the jump kick battle. Bruce Lee did not like that because he said it wasn't realistic enough, which I kind of agree with him. Seeing this scene on YouTube a couple of times, researching this movie, it is a little Hong Kong-y wire foo, so to speak, and Bruce Lee didn't like that, but after some arguing, and he finally acquiesced and gave in, and the shot was done, and in the movie. Still, though, heck of a shot, but I can understand where he's coming from. Another little quick factoid, Wing Lo drew the ire of one Mr. Bruce Lee, who was very, very upset with his gambling addiction, and he was more worried about the racetrack, the ponies as they would say, than what was happening on film set, because, you know, he was a gambler, and at the times he was recording the film, or filming the film, so to speak, and the times that the actors were trying to rehearse, he arranged to have commentary of horse races booming across the entire set, which made Bruce Lee really, really upset by this and his lack of involvement in the film. Probably prodded him to become a become an actor-director. So, you know, good on Bruce Lee for that. All right, woohoo, phew. I feel vindicated, because I was getting really confused and upset that I was getting the Big Boss, a.k.a. Fist of Fury, and the Chinese Connection, a.k.a. Fist of Fury, mixed up. Well, here's why. The international, quote, in parentheses, English title of the film was The Big Boss, but in the United States, the English dub version was originally to be released under the title Chinese Connection, a play on the title of the highly popular French Connection, which was done in 1971. For some reason, the title was changed to Fist of Fury as a result to avoid confusion with Bruce Lee's following film, The Chinese Connection, 1972. That was a hard sentence to read because they put a bunch of words in there they didn't need to put in there. Like, for some reason the title was changed, and then they give you a reason why the title was changed. Kind of confused me for a second. But, you know, they originally changed The Big Boss to The Chinese Connection, and then to Fist of Fury, and then back to The Big Boss after a couple of years, because Bruce Lee's next movie, The Chinese Connection, in 1972, is also known as Fist of Fury, either over here as the English dub or around the world as their dub. And then even more confusion, as The Chinese Connection was also released in the United States as The Iron Hand, and then changed back to The Chinese Connection. So The Chinese Connection was three different titles at one time. Fist of Fury, The Iron Hand, and then back to its original title, The Chinese Connection, which was the original alternate title for The Big Boss, which they changed to Fists of Fury, which then they just took off and started calling the movie The Big Boss, and started calling The Chinese Connection Fists of Fury, and then they went back to Chinese Connection. See how I got confused? It's almost as bad as having Bruce Lee and Bruce Lai in the same movie at the same time. And then trying to tell me that the one with the goatee is really Bruce Lee, the man, but he's not. And one last fact, it's kind of funny, but it's also sad, because it shows you just how unlucky Bruce Lee really was. Because during the filming of The Big Boss, a.k.a. The Chinese Connection, a.k.a. The Fist of Fury, a.k.a. The Big Boss, Bruce Lee sprained his ankle very, very badly, landing awkwardly from a jump. He couldn't move properly and was also racked with so much aches and pain and fever that he was having difficulty keeping food down, even though filming continued. He twisted his ankle, meaning that he had to drag his legs behind him as he walked, which means he twisted his ankle, probably tore up tendon or two, and he was dragging his leg behind him. So in a bunch of the scenes, I guess that's why there's so many close-ups in this movie, they had to be shot in close-up, which, like I said, was probably why there were so many close-ups in this movie, because he had a fucked up ankle during this movie. He also broke a glass in his hand, which was probably during the infamous drunk scene where he was like, "Aha, I'm gonna break something." I kind of remember that scene. I think he broke a glass in his hand while he was quote-unquote drunk. That resulted in a big giant gash in his hand, which required 10 stitches. Now, if all that isn't bad, spraining his ankle on a jump, getting fever pains from the ankle, and not being able to keep food down, dragging his leg behind him, and having half the movie be shot in close-ups because his fucking leg's fucked up, he gashes his hand doing a scene and has to require 10 stitches. Guess what? While in a hospital in Bangkok, he caught the flu and rapidly lost 10 pounds. This man, at the time, could have no luck. I'm glad it turned around for him until he took an Anacin. I know, bad joke, but still, love you, Bruce Lee. And that will conclude the precast to The Big Boss. Actually, oh yeah, it's The Big Boss, or Big Boss. I will be back with a more in-depth and longer review of the movie, and maybe a couple more factoids, depends on how long my review is. And until then, why?